Fun Afternoons with Scotty K.
You know, when you got kids, things happen sometimes. This is Scotty. So, Kelsey, did you hear our 10-minute tune earlier?
No, because I just got in my
car. Hey, yeah, you just got in your car. No, that's fine. So, just around 4:20, we did something new with my buddy Eric, who took 10 minutes to write a song based on a suggestion from a listener of dads getting the kids ready in the morning. It sounded a little bit like this.
Okay, my kid's dad's dumb, and I'm really bad at stuff, but I'm also the fun one, so give it up for those dads, yup.
Now, if you want to see the full video, it's on my Instagram right now, Scotty K on air, Scotty with a Y, the letter K on air, but here's what I want to talk about. I know you have a couple small children, so the video and the song was about the chaos that ensues when you leave dad to get the kids ready for school, right?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So I want you to fill in the blank. I left my kids with him and blank happened.
He forgot to pick him up from school.
No. Stop it. Did he really?
Pick my 3-year-old up from preschool, yes.
Wow.
And she spilled the beans to me. He didn't. He was trying to keep it from me.
Oh, yeah. Kids are going to rat on you left and right. Probably like first thing she did when you got home was like, Dad left me.
Oh, yeah. She goes, I was at Mrs. Ben's by myself.
Yep. Not even thinking twice. He's like, shut up, kid. Here's a cookie. That's perfect. Thank you so much for calling. Let's do this. I left my kid with them and blank happened. Stephanie and Streamwood, you kick it off.
Her brother stole my stepson, and I came home to find her naked in the bathtub with poop all over her.
There was a poop explosion, and I don't know. Put her in the bathtub. I don't know.
He stripped her down and stuck her in the tub with no water.
Oh, no water. Just...
Nope, just tub.
That's pretty funny. In his defense, probably the safest place he could have put her.
That is true.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Pam and Burr Ridge, real quick. You left them with who and what happened?
Well, I left my kids at the mall with my husband. So they were probably like 6 and 3. I came back to where he was at, and all of a sudden I see kids hanging, going up an escalator and then dropping. And then there was this man there catching them. And I thought, oh my gosh, who would let their kids?
Like off the side of the escalator, they're holding onto the handrail?
Yes, holding onto the handrail, gliding up as far as they could go, and dropping and falling into my husband. And I thought
it was some idiot
with their kids, and it was my husband.
Of course it was. Awesome.
I didn't leave them unattended with him for quite some time.
That's, I'm sure. Oh my God, that's a good one. Thank you so much for calling. Kathy and Evanston, you left who and what happened?
I left my husband in charge of our youngest, who was about 3 at the time. My husband fell asleep on the couch, and my son picked up the heating vent thing from the floor and peed down it.
He peed in the... The heat smelled weird that day.
It did.
All right, Megan and Moni, who left who with who and what happened?
So I was the kid left alone with my grandpa, and my brother decided to start playing with a lighter, and he was lighting toilet paper on fire and throwing it in the toilet and got me involved. And we thought we got away with it until my dad came home and the toilet seat was black.
Oh, my God. First of all, Grandpa wasn't paying attention. You could probably smell that if you were paying even a little bit of attention.
Oh, yeah. He was asleep.
He was asleep. Sure. Grandpa was napping. That's right. That makes sense. Also, that is a whole different meaning to dropping bombs in the toilet, huh?
Oh, yeah.